We're back here on Giants.com, and today's Giants Insider is from CBS Sports, Jason LaConfora. Jason, first of all, congratulations on the new gig.
Thanks so much. Yeah, it's exciting times.
So I imagine you've been doing a bit of a training camp trip here. You're here with the Giants today. What are some of the things you're looking at when you arrive at Giant Camp?
Well, this is such a good franchise, you know, and I think what separates them from the norm is they're constantly finding young talent and then cultivating it, making it fit in their system, and then generally getting them signed to that second contract and getting them extended ahead of time. So, I mean, how that plays out on the field, I'm waiting to see what youngsters show up. They've got some injuries to certain positions, corner and wide receiver. So are any of these kids kind of popping up? But, yeah, I mean, you just kind of looking how crisp certain things are. But for me, it's more an opportunity to talk to people, to, you know, spend some time with Jerry Reese and pick his brain, talk to some of the coaches, talk to some of the players, see who they think is standing out, see where they see the light bulb going on for this guy or that guy, because they're seeing it every day. I'm here for 5 hours.
Well, big picture stuff. Let's talk about a couple of the young guys, because obviously the Giants do have some need at running back, losing Brandon Jacobs, at wide receiver, losing Mario Manningham, and voila, their first two draft picks, David Wilson and Reuben Randle. What are you hearing about these guys? What is Jerry Reese telling you about these guys?
Well, I mean, they're very excited. I mean, it's very early, so again, you don't want to go too rah-rah, and this is the ultimate prove-it team. I mean, it's based on Lombardi trophies here. It's not based on hype or tabloids or back pages or any of that stuff, so no one's going to get too enamored with any rookie 2 weeks into this thing, but they are excited. You said it. There's potential for them to be plug and play, for them to come in and get heavy reps or meaningful reps right away. I mean, will the running back be an every down guy at this point? Will he have to work on pass protection? Will he have to earn the trust of an Eli Manning before you maybe see him out there in certain third down situations? Yeah, and Ahmad Bradshaw is very capable, and I know the run stats in the regular season weren't maybe where everyone wanted him, but there's still propensity here to have a strong running game, and I think the offensive line, if it can stay a little healthier and you're not shifting guys around, the left tackle is who you think the left tackle is, and he stays healthy, then everything else falls into place. And I do think they have the ability to be even more balanced on offense, and you're saying this off of a team that's won multiple Super Bowls recently.
And it's funny, you mentioned balance. Coach Coughlin always preaches balance, yet you have a guy like Eli Manning, and basically it was on his arm that the Giants won the Super Bowl last year. So you don't want to take the ball out of his hands, but at the same time, you don't want the other team throwing out their nickel and dime package every down either.
Right, and I do think the Giants are going to be good enough that they're going to be able to run or pass people into certain formations that they want. I mean, if there are certain teams and they want to pick on that third corner or that third safety or whomever, they're going to be able to do that. If there's other teams where they feel like there's weaknesses in their run fronts, they can go heavy and try to pound the ball that way as well. And now you've kind of got your opponent off balance, and it's that whole rope-a-dope thing. So, I mean, that's what they strive for. I think Kevin Gilbride has a very good feel for an Eli and for the evolving pieces on this offense. You know, when Nix comes back, which I don't think will be more than maybe 10 days or 2 weeks, with a Victor Cruz evolving. There's a lot of weapons here, but you also understand that people buy into the team dynamic. So that you go some places and you say, man, how are they going to keep all these guys happy, and who's going to gripe, and who's going to be the whiner? And I don't see that happening here. That's not the Giant way. So I think they'll be able to keep this thing balanced and keep people happy and keep them evolved enough in the offense.
More of a big picture thing. The Giants, very Jekyll and Hyde last year. Their first 14 games, very ordinary team. Could have run the ball. Their defense had a lot of problems. Then all of a sudden they turn it on. Six straight wins in a Super Bowl. Is it somewhere in between those two dynamics? Is it much closer to the Super Bowl team or to the team that played for 14 games?
Well, I think it's a very formidable football team. I mean, I think they've got the kind of roster that can do damage. And you've got a franchise quarterback. You've got a head coach who's seen and done it all. You've got tremendous stability in the front office. You've got one of the best ownership groups in any professional sport. So I don't see a whole lot of trepidation there. I don't see the need to think the sky's falling or to worry about. Even when they were 7-7, they weren't rattled around here. You know, I mean, they kind of get it, and they've won in different ways. They've had seasons where maybe December didn't go as they liked, and they've had seasons where they became a team in December and forged through January and into February. So I think there's a lot of different ways to skin a cat, and they're in a tough division, and they're in a tough conference. To me, the balance of power is shifting to the NFC because you're seeing more and more elite quarterbacks, you know, in that conference, I think, maybe a little more so than the AFC. So it won't be easy, but they're going to be in the equation. They're going to be playing meaningful games past Thanksgiving into Christmas time, and then we'll see, because there's not a lot separating a lot of these teams. But to me, the Giants are a playoff team. They have the quality of organization and roster that they're in that Super Bowl equation.
Jason, we appreciate the time. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Jason LaConfora from CBS. Make sure you check him out this year on the NFL Today. We'll see you next time on Giants.com.